A very warm welcome to Vienna. If you're listening to this while riding on the underground on the line U4, you might like to know that you're traveling along the route of the former urban railway in Vienna. It's not known exactly when this railway was opened, but it was probably in 1898. In those days, trains were driven by steam engines. Nowadays, electric trains are used. The U4 is part of this railway network dating from imperial times. The stations were designed by the great Viennese architect Otto Wagner. His architecture can still be admired at some stations, for instance at the stop Währingerstraße and Nussdorfer Straße on the line U6. Near Schönbrunn, there even used to be a special private station reserved for the Emperor, the Kaiserpavillon, the Emperor's Pavilion. However, Emperor Franz Joseph never made use of it, and nowadays it's no longer in use. Travelling on the U4 is the most convenient and direct way to get to Schönbrunn and to the Schönbrunn Palace Orangery, where you're going to spend the evening at a concert by the Schönbrunn Palace Orchestra Vienna. Get out at the stop Schloss Schönbrunn and walk right along the platform to the exit. There you can either take the stairs or the lift up to the top concourse. From here you only need to cross the Schönbrunner Straße on the pedestrian crossing, and the Baroque Orangery is then directly in front of you. On entering the concert hall, you'll sense that it is a place full of history. Many centuries ago, magnificent festivities took place here. Originally, this and other orangeries in Europe were intended as places for preserving exotic plants. The Schönbrunn Palace Orangery is 189 meters long and 10 meters wide, making it the second largest orangery in Europe. Only the one in Versailles is bigger. If you look at the floor, you'll notice dark squares. This is an original underfloor heating system, which still functions perfectly nowadays and ensures a pleasant temperature even in winter. By the way, it was exactly here, where you are now, that Austria's most renowned composer, Wolfgang Amadei Mozart, presented a remarkable performance. He took part in 1786 in a musical competition against Antonio Salieri. At the time, the competition was decided in his favour, as Emperor Joseph II preferred Salieri's opera Prima la Musica e poi le Parole to Mozart's Singspiel Der Schauspieldirektor, The Impresario. According to historical sources, Mozart's work was performed where the orchestra now plays. Salieri's opera was performed at the opposite end. If you look out through the large glass windows, you can see the magnificent orangery garden, which has been arranged according to the Baroque models. Both the garden and the orangery went through less splendid times. After the Second World War, the orangery housed heating generators and the garden was used for compost heaps. During the mid-1980s, work was begun on completely revitalizing the orangery, which can nowadays show off the splendor of former times, combined with the convenience and facilities of the 21st century. The rear part of the orangery now meets its original purpose, whereas the especially elegant front part is used for concerts and all kinds of festivities. We'd now like to wish you a very pleasant evening and hope that you will be enchanted by the melodies of Mozart and Strauss. We hope you'll enjoy the unique atmosphere in the Schönbrunn Palace Orangery. By the way, concerts also take place regularly in the Orangery of Schloss Charlottenburg in Berlin. So, if you enjoy this evening's concert, we'd very much like to see you again in Berlin.